What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guy. I am your host, Kenny Severa, and today I'll be talking about the ongoing negotiations between the MLB owners and the Players Association. Here's a spoiler. It's not going very well. Will they ever get it together? How will they solve this? Would there ever be a season? Stay tuned. Be sure to follow my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports. And on Instagram, at Kenny the Sports Guy. Major League Baseball, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? You have this billion-dollar industry that people love all across the globe, yet you're messing up somehow. I am really angry right now. Like, seriously, I am very, very annoyed by the way Major League Baseball is handling this whole situation. As of this recording, it is the month of June. June. Baseball season should be full swing. We should see or hear the Astros getting booed badly at Yankee Stadium due to their cheating scandal that happened over the offseason. Instead, us baseball fans have a front row seat to one of the most ridiculous negotiation battles between the billionaires and the millionaires. As you already know, the coronavirus pandemic is still ravaging around the world. As things are starting to get normal, sports are making an attempt to resume / start its respective seasons. The NBA will be turning on July 31st and will end the season on October 12th. The National Football League believes that the season will start on time. NHL will go straight to the playoffs with a 24 teams in tow. So according to my calculations, that's three of the four major North American sports organizations all accounted for. The million-dollar question is, where in the hell is MLB? Major League Baseball is too busy pointing fingers at each other on who to blame for this mess. On one side, you got the billionaires, owners, who want a pay cut to all its players while they continue to make money. On the other side, you got the millionaires, who do want to play but don't want to take a pay cut and don't want to play less games. At this point, I don't know who the side anymore. I think both sides should be ashamed of themselves and actually they are keeping their fan base hostage. Now, it's totally understandable that some players are concerned about the coronavirus pandemic lurking around, which it still is, by the way, don't be fooled by it. And they have all the right to set out the season. But what about the players that do want to play? The players that, instead of playing for money, they play for the passion in the game. Anyway, there has been proposals offered by the billionaires to the millionaires. One proposal offered a 114-game season. Another proposal offered an 89-game season with full pay, and the most recent proposal is a 76-game season with potential earnings that will cover up to 75% of players' salaries. All this sounds fine and dandy, but it keeps getting rejected. Why? Because one side wants to make the most money. The billionaires don't want to lose money. The millionaires sure as hell don't want to lose money. So it's a lose-lose situation for fans and players and owners alike. So what is the problem? Well, I already alluded to, but money. It comes down to two variables, the amount of games played and money. The Players Association is looking at this way. The more games that are played, the more money they get. The mega contracts would benefit more of a 100-game season. Player salary is broken down to many parts. The amount at bats that they get per game, the amount of games that they start, etc., etc. Players don't get much money when less games are played. The billionaires want less money because it saves money for them, so they can keep it in their pockets. Do you know who I blame? Everybody. The owners. The players. Especially the commissioner. Commissioner Manfred recently went on ESPN saying that he is 100% certain that a 2020 season will not happen. Wow, he just bluntly said on ESPN, which I thought was an insult to fans. Speaking of which, they are the ones that's suffering throughout the whole ordeal of this. The fans and the team employees. There is a strong possibility that there might not be baseball this season due to the greediness of both the millionaires and the billionaires. If this season starts, more than likely it will be a 48 to 55 game regular season. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of June right now, and the season is basically halfway through. I do want to see baseball at some point, but will it be the same? Probably not. And other fans might agree with me. The MLB has some sort of history of playing without fans in attendance, most recently in 2015 Baltimore. I saw that game on my television screen and it felt really odd. Usually when you are not used to hearing the crack of a bat or a 99 miles per hour fastball hitting the glove hard, fans are essential to the game of baseball and the players feed off that energy. If there's a postseason, will fans be in attendance? Postseason baseball without fans will be like watching paint dry. Just ask WWE and how they did it, who in my last episode of my podcast, I'll talk about them. With the coronavirus still alive, the fans are being robbed of a potentially deep season where any team can win it all. With the constant bickering from the MLB Owners and Players Association, people tend to forget that in 2021, the players' collective bargaining agreement expires. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a slight chance that baseball might not return until the year 2022. 25 years of labor peace can go down the drain if a season don't happen. Commissioner Manfred openly said that a 2020 season will happen. Does he know something that we don't know? With the latest proposal being rejected and the Players Association not counter-proposing, Manfred has the power to create a 48 to 55 game season despite talks breaking down. What that means is some sort of season will happen. What about the future of MLB? With this going on, baseball could have been the first sport to return from the COVID-19 pandemic. In the process, they could have introduced millions of new fans to the game of baseball. In addition, the ratings of games could be going through the roof. New fans would love the idea of seeing players like Mike Trout facing Max Scherzer during a regular season game or a World Series game. The MLB has no shortage of young and up-and-coming players, however. Like all businesses, money always plays a factor. It isn't like the old days where players just play for the love of the game or to win a championship. Some players play for the money. Yes, it's like that in every sport, but in baseball, where tons of money is being given, it's hard to ignore the fact that I was never a fan of giving a player who is in the twilight of his career a 10-year, $200 million deal. Unless you are a super athlete or has been taking steroids after the age of 30, usually your production declines after the age of 30. That screams to me dead money. What I'm trying to say is that the downfall of baseball could be its greed. Greed from the owners who doesn't want to pay its players. Let's not forget about the millions of people who work part-time at all Major League Baseball stadiums. What would happen to them? Some of them depend on this job for income. That's all they have. And with the economy the way it is now, who will help them? If MLB doesn't figure this out soon, then they will lose new and old fans in the process. The attendance will drop significantly, resulting in lost revenue. I love baseball. Baseball is my life, but the only way for MLB to get rid of this is to stop their greediness. Both the players, owners, and hell, even the commissioners. Players and owners alike should stop treating MLB as a multi-billion dollar industry and more as an entertainment. Baseball is one of the best sports in the world, and greed will kill the game of baseball. Mark my words, greed will kill the game of baseball. To the owners and players, please put your greediness and egos aside and play the game that I love so much. Get it together and come to some sort of agreement pretty soon. Don't let your fans down, otherwise there'll be no future for you guys and for the future of MLB. Please, please get it together. Well, that's the end of my rant. You know, as you already know, I was pretty upset about how Major League Baseball is handling this situation. And like I said, I really hope there's a 2020 season going to happen. Just hope. Well, enough of me rambling. I hope you enjoyed this rant slash episode. Remember to follow my social media pages on Twitter @Kenny_sports and on Instagram @KennyTheSportsGuy. In addition, please subscribe to my podcast channel on Spotify, Anchor FM, and Google Podcasts. Search Kenny's The Sports Guy and you are there. Until next episode, see ya.